Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Kyra. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out this business. What is this business?
With that being
Because
said,
you guys are taking money off my debit card without my permission.
okay, sir. With that being said, sir, we are a third-party call center that handles over 100 different products, sir. May I start by getting your zip code today, please?
04963.
What's your first and your last name, please?
Michael Austin.
Okay, thank you so much. For security purposes, sir, can you verify your mailing address, please?
30 Oak Street, Lot 29.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you for verifying information. Give me one moment, please. Okay, yes, sir. Hello, sir?
Yep.
I see you back on June 11th, so you paid $7.95 for a drill, drawing entry sweepstakes to win a drill.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And you said you had another charge in your account for how much, sir?
Almost $60.
Okay, sir. With that being said, sir, that drill is basically a free welcome gift to join you into the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. Also, being a member, you will receive a $125 gift card through your email to purchase the online gadget store.
Yeah, no. I want my money back. Like, there's no reason for you over a week later to charge my debit card $60 without me making any purchases or anything or confirming to take it.
Well, with that being said, sir, it does stay in the term conditions, sir. You will be charged after 48 hours if you don't call and cancel. I do understand you're a little upset about the charge, sir. Since you're asking for a credit back, sir, I can refund you for 35% refund.
No, I want the whole thing back. Nothing like that was stated to me when I talked to somebody, and on the fact that I just had to go through a fraud department and cancel it all, and cancel my whole account.
Okay.
So
have you filed a dispute with your fraud company?
Yes, I did.
Okay. With that being said, sir, I wouldn't be able to refund you for the charge, sir, because you already filed a dispute. You need to call your bank to drop the dispute, and then once you have your bank on the line, you have to have your bank call us back to verify you have dropped the dispute, sir.
Oh, well, I already started it, and they canceled my card because I'm not going to have you guys take $60 off it every week for nothing and not give me anything for it.
Okay, we did give you a $125 gift card.
Yeah, where is that? Where is that? It's been how many days? I would have received that by now.
Okay, have you checked your spam folder through your email?
You guys haven't emailed me anything.
Have
besides that one
photo?
Email, I haven't got anything back. I didn't even think that you guys took that $7 from me because I didn't think it was confirmed.
Okay.
Because I never finished the process of filling it all out. So I didn't think that I got charged it. And then I didn't think I was going to get charged for another $60.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, I have made sure you have been canceled, sir. I won't be able to refund you for the charge, sir, because you are filed as a future bank.
They're fucking telling me I'm down in Illinois making purchases when I haven't left Maine in 36 years.
Yes, sir. I understand what you're stating, sir. But I won't be able to refund you for the charge, sir. I have canceled you, sir.
What is your name? I'm going to write this down.
Kyra, K-Y-R-A, Kyra.
What? How do you spell it?
K is in kite, Y is in yo-yo, R is in red, A is in apple.
Okay. What's your last name?
I can't provide my last name, sir. I can provide my employee ID number 5636.
All right, sorry. Can you speak that clearly?
Yes, sir. I cannot provide my last name over the phone, sir. I can provide my employee ID number, which is 5636, sir.
I'm sorry, what?
My employee ID number is 5636.
Are you saying 6?
Yes, sir.
So 5636?
Correct.
All right, so I'm going to get a refund, though.
No, sir. As stated before, sir, I won't be able to refund you, sir, because you already filed a dispute with your bank, sir.
I'm saying with my bank, though, I'm going to get a refund.
You had to consult your bank about the charge, sir.
Because this is ridiculous.
You had to consult your bank about the charge, sir.
Are you guys going to try to charge me again?
Well, as stated before, sir, I have counseled you, sir, so you won't receive any more charges from my company.
Yeah. And I'm going to get a full $70 refund, right?
Sir, you had to, since you already filed a dispute, you had to consult your bank about that charge, sir.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm going to get my full $70 back because this is ridiculous.
I wouldn't know, sir, because we're not able to refund you, so you had to talk with your bank.
And what is the company name so I can blast it all over Facebook again and tell people not to do it? Because it pops up on Facebook, so I'm going to make sure everybody knows not to. It's a scam.
Factory Direct Savings Store.
I'm sorry, what?
Factory Direct Savings Store.
All right. Because you guys are a scam.
Okay. Well, then
because honestly, if you guys were gonna, if you guys did send me a gift card, you said that it was back on the 11th. I would have received it days ago.
It was back on the 17th, sir.
Back on the 17th? You mean like yesterday?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Well, that's total bullshit. Why would you guys wait 2 weeks, charge me again, and then send me a card?
Because that's a charge for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership, so you'll receive a $125 gift card.
I never signed up for the actual membership.
Okay. Is there anything that's going to help you today, sir?
Yeah. I want to know why I got signed up for something I didn't sign up for.
The gift you received, sir? Did you sign
what
up
gift?
For
There's no gift. There's no gift. Where's the gift? It's a fake gift that you guys are trying to just charge people for and charge people for.
Okay, yes, sir. Is there anything else I can help you today, sir?
Yeah, you should get a better job where you guys don't rip people off.
I'm sorry you feel that way, sir. If there's nothing else I can help you today, sir, thank you for calling Cut Support. Have a great day.
Yeah, I want to speak to your supervisor.
Can I ask what's the garden about, sir?
It doesn't matter to you.
I had to let her know what's going on.
Okay, about what I'm talking to you about.
About your refund, cancellation?
About my supposed account. How about that?
Okay, sir. With that being said, sir, we all handle the same protocol in the building, sir. I'm more than capable of handling the call, sir.
But are you your supervisor?
Give me one moment, sir.
So I'm asking you to speak to your supervisor. So give me to a supervisor and stop giving me grief.
Give me one moment, sir, please. Yes, sir. I'm still here, sir. Just give me one moment, sir. Just waiting on my supervisor to be available.
Is it really going to be the supervisor or the person sitting next to you?
No, sir. I'm waiting on my supervisor to be available, sir. Give me one moment, please, okay? Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. With that being said, I have got my supervisor online, sir. I want to thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yep.